The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must eat
Main Street, Main Street, Wall Street. So I started out this show talking about taxes. Then we had Brent come in, and I'm supposed to have Mr. David Summerall here, but he's not here. I don't know if he's coming or not. I don't remember if he confirmed with me before this show. But stuff happens. We all have lives. And, you know, none of us get paid for this. So it is what it is. But I do want to plug his book, or the book that he's hawking. I don't know how much it's his book versus everybody else's book. That's American Gulag Chronicles. You got to get this book. It's letters written by the January 6th prisoners. It's their artwork, their drawings, and their stories. And it's very interesting, very compelling. And I'm glad I bought it. Let's just put it that way. All of the proceeds from this thing go to help the January 6th prisoners in one way or another. You can find it at stophate.com. Now, that being said, it is the top of the second hour of National Intel Report Live on Republic Broadcasting Network and Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, and hopefully soon a couple of local talk radio stations. Yeah, I'm trying real hard to get that to happen. And let's see. Oh, we do have Mr. David Summerall. Free speech is not free. Don't forget to support this network, whatever network you're listening from. Support them however you can. And welcome to the show, Mr. David Summerall. Yay! I need an applause button.
Yeah, I do too. And a that was easy button and a couple of other things. How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to hear what you've got going tonight. What you've been talking about?
Well, I started out talking about how taxes are evil and how I'm fighting to save as much of my own money as I can in a little deal that I just managed to do. We can get into that if you want to in just a bit. But first, I got something I want to show you. Here, let me make myself big on the screen. And you're like, what's this?
I love that. That is the J6ers Bible right there. That's what that is, man. That's great.
I got it just a couple of days ago, and I thought, oh, sweet. I can show you that I got it. I love this thing. This is a great book.
I'm glad that you saw it. I hope that you glean a lot of good information from that. There's some really good really good letters in there that tell the story that we can't tell like they can tell it themselves, you know? It's just a matter of getting that out there. So thank you for your support in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I told you before, I was kind of disappointed I didn't see Kenneth Harrelson in the book, just because he was the first of the J6 stories that I learned about and I kind of reported on and latched on to. So, of course, I was going through the book looking for him, and I'm like, oh, man.
And
everybody, there's hundreds of them.
There's like 35 people that are represented in that book, about a year's worth of letters. I wish we could get all the letters. And, of course, you know, with the publications the way they are and everything, we had to get permission from these guys to publicize these. We didn't get letters back from everybody, you know, in a timely manner for whatever reason. And we've even gotten more, and I'm sure there will probably be another volume of that. But we're working as well. Tim is working on another book. So it's going to be about the artwork. It's The Art of Containment. So it's pretty interesting. I think that's what he's going to call it. But it'll be a good book. The art, the drawings, the different
some of the artwork's in this one, and some of it's good, some of it's bad.
Yeah,
you know, or I don't want to say bad, but some of it's I don't know, amateurish. Some of it is really simple. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. And the expressions of pain and patriotism take all shapes and forms, and it's really interesting to see that expressed. But you know, that the importance, I believe, in documenting it and sharing it. And informationally, there's nothing more important than those letters from those people at this point in time. So thanks again for supporting that and helping us push it out there. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I think I say it every time you're on the show. I don't care where you sit on the political aisle. The fact that these people sat that long in jail without a trial should piss everybody off.
Still happen. Yeah. Still. And that's the thing. People just don't know what they don't know. And we're just trying to tell them so that when it happens to them, they won't be surprised. Say, hey, it's been happening around you for all this time. People have been sitting in jail for, you know, without due process, without a trial, without a conviction, you know, while they're innocent, quote unquote. And 2 years and counting. So this is the great experiment
that people don't talk happen about. To us good people. That only happens to those people over there.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Maccabee's wife, Ronald Maccabee's wife, Sarah, was on a show with us the other day, and she said it better than anybody I've heard say it yet. It was just, you know, some people just nail it, and it's so simple. And she said, if you were to walk down the middle aisle at church and pick aisle number 9, you know, I don't know why she chose 9. It could have been 10 or 11 or 3. I don't care. But she said, just choose aisle number 9. That's a cross-section of who's in the jail right now. It's not bad people, mainly churchgoers, but ex-veterans, ex-law enforcement, plumbers, carpenters, you know, just regular salt-of-the-earth people that if you went down and just picked the aisle out of church, that would be the kind of example of who is sitting there. And I don't know if you saw, but there's just a video that's come out from inside the jail. You need to go look that up. It's on all our social media as well. And they're singing the national anthem and praying. And, you know, it's a real sight to see these guys. Still, the love of country, the patriotism, the love for God and the love for people is keeping them alive. So
that's amazing. I love this country. I think it's the best country to ever grace the planet. You know, of course, we have our faults. We have our problems. We, you know, but I still think it's the best country to ever grace planet Earth. I don't know if I would feel that way 2 years after being in prison for trying to help somebody.
That's what I always say, man. They're more patriotic. I would be so bitter and angry and mad and forgotten and left out. And for some reason, these guys are like, you know, we're in it for the people. They're the founding fathers material that I keep telling everybody. They didn't choose this either. They didn't step into it knowing they would be political hostages. They just went for the right reasons at the right time for the right thing and got thrown into a situation that they have since embraced and said, you know, this is our hill. This is the place where we make our stand. And, you know, we're not going to bend the knee. We could easily get out of this, denounce Trump, take a plea and make it all go away. And we could be home in 6 or 8 months. But instead they say, we're not going to take it. We're going to go 12 years, 20 years, whatever it is. And we're not going to bend the knee to the tyrants that are trying to get their blood points, you know. So it's an amazing journey for these people. And I think when people realize the original election auditors, that's like these guys getting in a boat and going across that icy river, you know, just like Washington. There's no difference. And now they're, you know, into their neck, up to their neck in the water. And it's deep and they just need the support and a lifeline. And that's what we try to provide them every single day, you know, from my team, from StopHate.com. We're, you know, digging through that video, trying to find the evidence needed for their court cases. And it's a very, it's not a thankless job. It's a very greatly thanked job. It's an unknown job. People don't know the behind the scenes work that goes into digging through this government footage to find these defendants, to track them, to show where they were and what they did and didn't do. That's mainly what the court likes to do, is show these charging documents and these certain instances that look a certain way. But when you show them the whole day and you show before, during and after, it changes the story. And, you know, it's hard to overcome the narrative of what the police were saying around them and what the people were doing. So, I mean, it's very necessary that we continue to do this, but you know, I don't think many people realize that when we do, we learn more about the details of the story every single day as well. And the amount of brutality and carnage toward the people from the police. And, you know, I just think the people would be so aghast if they knew the level. And it worries me about the video coming out. Honestly, if that bulk of video that McCarthy keeps talking about hit the public, you know, I'm afraid we would bring back tar and feathers. You know,
I don't think that's a bad thing.
You know, I don't either, but I don't want to be responsible for that, you know, because it's going to look bad for somebody that starts and opens the can of tar and grabs the pillow. But I'm just saying, after that, you know, I will probably sit and watch because it's what a lot of people honestly deserve, drug out on a rail, however you do all that stuff. And I'm all for it. But, you know, legally and you know, governmentally, we look like the bad guys until that tipping point. And I'm sorry that we do, but we're not. And that's what people need to understand. And no better way to show that than the deaths on January 6th, who was responsible for all of them. And then to overcome that narrative, the lies about Officer Sicknick's death, you know, that he was bludgeoned to death or whatever. So that's been my mission and focus, is to get the truth out. We've really had a great success in it, man. I can't say that
everybody should know Roseanne Boylan's name, and everybody who can stomach it needs to watch that video. That's horrible.
Well, they need to show their congressman and their senator in person and hold the phone up and say, have you seen this? This is Roseanne Boylan. And then at the end of it say, does this look like a drug overdose to you? And of course it does not, right? And then you say, okay, then you need to report this as something other than a drug overdose. 18 U.S. Code subsection 4 says, if you know about a felony cognizable by the court and you don't report it as soon as possible, you go to jail for 3 years. So I have a cell phone in my pocket. You probably have a cell phone in your pocket. Which phone would you like to use to make that phone call as soon as possible? Let's go ahead and get this done. Or I can walk you down to the jail where you can sit for 3 years for not reporting this as something other than natural causes or a drug overdose. That's how simple it is to me. But the enforcement of that is what I'm having issues with. It may be correct and it may be true that the majority of our politicians know that these weren't natural causes and drug overdose, but holding them accountable and putting them in jail for that is a totally different thing.
Four people died on the Capitol grounds that day, all four of them at the hands of law enforcement.
Yes, yes. Benjamin Phillips.
Sarah in Oregon on line one. I think it was line
one.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Before I get to my topic that I want to touch on, a former Mojo host, Dominic Izzo, lost his mother on Saturday. So please send your prayers and your thoughts to him. And here's the second part. Here's the second thing. We need to have justice for January 6th. Thank you. Bye.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your call, Sarah.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. And we will.
Prayers for Dominic Izzo, of course. Nobody is ever prepared for the day that they lose their mother. And I do know Dominic, and yeah, prayers for Dominic, please.
Amen.
Yeah, justice for January 6th. Absolutely. This, again, I say it every time, no matter where you stand on the political spectrum, even if you thought that January 6th was an attempted insurrection, it doesn't justify violating the Constitution and federal law and the spirit of what is to be American to the people that, even if they're guilty, it's not how we do things in this country. At least it's not how we're supposed to do things in this country.
That's right. Not supposed to and do are two different things in this government. And that's a sad thing, you know, and people think, oh, it could never happen to me. Like we're talking about, oh, the good people, it wouldn't happen. But then just go to your school board meeting and ask about CRT or just go say something about the border or ask about that balloon. You know, and see if the FBI didn't come bang on your doors. You just can't speak out against these people or they'll lock you away. And that's the test market is the J6er. And they're just testing to see how much we'll take and how long we'll let them sit there. And how long are we going to tolerate this torture to American citizens? You know, and we had another suicide. People will never hear about this in the news. We had another J6er suicide just a few weeks ago. I just heard about it. It will not be publicized. It will not be marketed, but it's real.
I've never heard any of them talk about it on mainstream media, and I know there's been several.
Seven that we know of. And that does not include the four police. And these are people outside of the support system. So we have a support group for J6ers that are incarcerated or in court that we know about, that we found. But there's so many people out there that are still hiding, still thinking the FBI is going to kick their door open. We're still doing outreach to these people to try to save them. The whole entire weight of the federal government is on their shoulders. I talked to a guy this last week. He's just going into court here in a few days for his sentencing, for all that. They're going to put him away for 18 months. And he said, David, I never knew about any of these groups like yours until like a few weeks ago. I never knew. And he said, I believe that if I had known and we could have all worked together for longer, we could have really done something in my case. He said, but now I'm, you know, a casualty. I'm just going to go and do my time because some people don't survive. Some people end up POWs. He said, this is mine. I'm going to be a POW. And how sad to just accept that and know that, gosh, man, if I'd known about these groups and the research they were doing and the help they could give, maybe it could have been different, but it's not. So we've got to do a better job of getting the word out. Let these people know they're not alone. They're not forgotten. They're not hated and despised. We understand because they're sitting there saying, we didn't do anything wrong, but nobody's going to believe me. I'm going to lay low and hope that it goes by. But they live every day, get past 6 a.m. and the FBI hasn't come. I got another day. You know, and that's a crappy way to live. I guarantee so many of us talk about that very situation that we all experience every day on the outside. It's a sad world.
Well, whatever we can do to support anybody who's involved in January 6th, I'm there to support anybody that wants to come on the show and talk anything. I'm here.
I'll line you up, man. I will line you up. We got stories to tell.
Definitely. We need to tell those stories. And I don't know. There's just so many of them that are in jail. Like, I go back to Kenneth Harrelson again because it's a story I know.
Yeah.
Like, he was asked to enter the Capitol to help someone.
Yes.
And then was arrested for being inside the Capitol. That's ridiculous.
Well, he's, you know, being an oath keeper, he's there to protect. He's there to defend. He's there to help. And that's what they did. I've got multiple videos of them helping the police, leading them up and down the stairs, taking them inside where their friends were trapped, all the stuff the oath keepers did. The oath keepers protected Officer Dunn in the crypt. Mm-hmm. Officer Dunn that was screaming and cussing and going crazy. They protected him from other, quote, agitators that were some crazy people yelling bad things at him for real. So they acted as a protection force for him, and then he threw everybody under the bus and didn't mention the Oath Keepers protect him, of course, and they wouldn't let that in court. And then, of course, he said, oh, they called me the N-word. It hurt my big feelings. Nobody's found that on video, including myself, and we have followed Dunn around all day. I've never heard one person use any off-color language like that. So it's amazing. It's amazing, the lies.
I'm tired of this hurting my feelings crap.
Ugh. I don't know
what language you use. Oh, well, get over it. Put on your big boy pants.
That's right. Some people look at me as a leftist and say, stop hate. I said, there's more than one way to stop hate. There's the easy way and then there's the fun way. So you don't know people's history. You don't know their past. You don't know what they're capable of or what they might enjoy more than the peaceful route. So be careful when you run down that road and swing your stick at me and stuff. It's like, come on, man. That's fine. There's a couple different ways we can do this.
It's all about perspective. Yeah, so much of life is about perspective. And I don't remember if I shared this story with you before. It's a story out of Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Did I ever mention that to you before?
No, I should read it, though.
It's a great book. A little itty-bitty short book. It's part of why I like it. It's old. I think it's from the 1970s. Stephen Covey went around and he studied some of the richest, most successful people in the world. And he found 7 things that they almost all had in common. And he wrote them into a book.
Wow.
One of the things that he talked about was perspective. A successful person is able to see the other side, is able to switch their perspective and come at a problem differently. And one of the examples, the story in the book, that I can't tell you how many times I've told this, my version of this, my reiteration of it.
Right.
So imagine you're on a subway in New York City, and you're sitting there, and a guy comes in, and he's got 2 kids, and the guy sits down, and he puts his head in his hands, and he's just sitting there, and his kids are running up and down the hall, you know, the middle of the subway. And what's going through your mind? What do you think?
Get him under control. Whip him. Get him. Tell him to sit down.
Get your freaking kids.
Yeah.
And they're running up and down, running up and down, running up and down. And so eventually, one of the kids runs into an old lady. And the guy sitting there, you know, grabs the kid and grabs the guy, the man, who, you know, the dad, and says, "You need to get your kids under control." Dad says, "I'm really sorry. I don't know what to do right now. We've just left the hospital and we lost her mother."
Yeah.
Or lost their mother. Now what's going through your mind? All of a sudden you went from "get your freaking kids under the control" to "oh my God, how can I help you?"
Yes, exactly.
You don't know what somebody else is going through. And you have to be willing to at least try to understand the other perspective. And these Oath Keepers, that's exactly, they went there with the goal of helping.
That's right.
Helping the police, helping defend, helping keep order. The whole concept of the Oath Keepers is, you know, I swore an oath to the Constitution. I'm going to keep my oath. And that's what they went there for.
Yeah, how is that a bad thing? You know, to keep your oath that defended our great country, our great people through our military. And they said, hey, you know, I'm going to keep that. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm ready. I'm still going to serve my people and my country. And, you know, that's what made me mad. The judge censored all those videos we made away from the jury and said, well, it's not the exact same Oath Keepers in every single video, so I'm not going to let the jury see that. Well, I'm thinking, well, aren't all the police supposed to act like police? Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you want to hold that standard, let's just say all the police were bad. They all acted like Metro PD officer Lila Morris that beat Rosanna. Let's just take it from there and say that everything was justified from every single person that anything. Man, I got in such trouble a couple of weeks ago. I gave this speech down in South Texas and I was having fun with the crowd, you know, that little shock thing that I like to do. And it started at a young age. I can't even help it anymore. But I got up there and I said, you know, all the police who died or that were murdered on January 6th deserved it. And I said, now, let me tell you, I can say that with all confidence because no police died that day. No police were murdered on January 6th. So, and still afterwards, people were coming up to my friend saying, he can't talk like that. He can't say things like that about the police. That's not right. He should not be. He can't say that. And he said, did you hear him? And they said, well, yeah, we heard him. He said, were you there? They're like, yeah, we were sitting right there in the car. We heard it ourselves. Well, were you here yesterday? Did you hear me talk? And they said, yeah, we heard you talk too. He said, then what is wrong with y'all? Have you not heard anything we've said in 2 days? No police died. Look, I can't help it if people don't get my joke for 6 months or a year. That's not on me. That's on them for being slow. Get with the program, man. And that's kind of where I am with the whole thing about just – my side, their side, our side, his side, her side, I don't care. I'm going to start slapping everybody about it because it's a truth. And there are people that are in harm's way, dying, family suffering, kids can't remember what daddy looked like. And I'm sick and tired. And it doesn't have to be a violent thing. It really doesn't. We can get past this, but we have to start somewhere. We have to take those initial steps. And that involves a lot of people, not just a handful. And that's what we're trying to do in buy these people time by helping them with their cases, helping these attorneys. It's not a very high paying job. I can tell you that it's volunteer time that takes away from our livelihoods. It takes away from our lives. And that's something we gladly donate. But I'm telling you right now, I need to do more for these people. There's probably 50 cases that we've had something to do with. There's cases every single week, multiples. I mean, I'm working on them right now. And it's just time consuming. I don't have time for my job. It's off season. It's hard to balance all these things, but we do the best we can. And it's all for these people. So the empathy thing, you know, I was there on January 6th. I'm just one of the blessed one that when the FBI left my house, they didn't take me with them, you know, yet. I could be like any of the other people that they say, when we come back, we're going to take you to jail. They didn't tell me that. And they say I'm not a person of interest, but good grief. I think everybody that was on the grass that day now is a person of interest. So I think, you know, with the 2,000 to 3,000 more arrests, with the carnage that they're trying to get their points, they're trying to make this as big as 9/11. You know, the body count's not big enough for them. They're trying to get their shock and awe every single day. And it's working. And people don't want to protest. They don't want to go outside. They don't want to speak out. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to do a give, send, go because they're afraid somebody's going to get their name now. They're supporting a supposed terrorist or something. You know, if that's – you're already defeated at that point. If that's your mentality and that's it, go ahead and lay down and kiss the ring and don't call yourself an American because it's not what a patriot does. So, you know, you're not on my friend list, but you can live here for a little while. I don't know how this all plays out, man. It's just frustrating for me because 2 years, it's a tiring fight. And there's not a whole lot of people that are in it. And the ones that are asking for more help to people that they know and respect. And those people still don't. And to me, I'm just blown away that more people that understand it don't just jump feet first into it like we did.
Hey, we're into the break already. Sorry about that. We got to go. Thank you very much, Dave Summerall, StopHate.com. See you next month.
Thank you.
If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I am all right. Anybody who thinks I am all right, I'm not sure that I trust them. Anyway, welcome back to the show. It's the National Intel Report live on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse, a couple other places. David Summerall was just here talking StopHate.com and the January 6th prisoners and stuff, and he's still in the room, so does he want to stay on air? You sticking around for the rest of the show there, David?
You know how much longer you got on here?
Another half hour.
You know, I'll stick around for a few minutes if you don't mind. That's cool. I've got another show coming up in a little bit, but hey, that'll be great.
Hey, if you got to go, you got to go. You just tell me when.
I like your show, brother. I tell you what, this is a good place to hang out. The call-ins, the whole nine yards, real people on the phone. I like that, man.
I like that, too. I got to say, I really do like that. That was one of my favorite things about coming to or joining RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, was the fact that it was live call-ins, and they have an audience big enough that I actually get calls. That's when great. It was just me doing live stream video and then my show didn't air on any radio networks or anything for a couple of days, I was really struggling to ever get anybody to call in to the show. And I did a couple of shows here on RBN and always had callers. I'm like, I freaking like this.
It's really cool. Interacting
with callers, you know, it is a call-in show. 512-248-8252, 800-313-9443. So before you came on, well, before Brent came on the first half hour of the show, I was talking about taxes because I just bought my first investment property. Kind of a fluke thing. And like, hey, look, here's a house I can afford. Let's buy it. And I bought it and did a bunch of work for a couple of weeks, and I already sold it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, crap. If you sell something within 2 years, the capital gains tax is like 28%. It's ridiculously high.
Yeah.
So one of the things that Brent was talking about was all of the workarounds, how everybody, you know, 200 years, we've been finding workarounds to the Constitution. Well, I found a workaround to the capital gains tax, and I just it got me thinking about taxes. So instead of taking all the money up front for the sale, I'm owner financing, and the person buying it's going to pay me monthly for, you know, good long time, and I don't have to pay the capital gains tax that way.
That's good.
Well, I mean, I still have to pay capital gains tax. I don't have to pay the overinflated, oh my God, you flipped a house in less than 2 years penalty tax.
The double tax. Yeah.
The double tax, right.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's the thing, death and taxes, you know, they say it's avoidable, but I don't know, you know, at the Bible, at the end, it says some people are drawn right up. They don't even die. Maybe we're some of those people. Now the taxes thing, I don't know. You know, the taxes deal, that's a little different. I still stick with that old one liner. No taxation without representation. I still hadn't found anybody in the Congress or the Senate or anywhere above my pay grade that looks like me, sounds like me, talks like me, represents me. So I don't think that's – and the other part is I can't pay somebody $34 million more dollars to come after me. That does not make good business sense. It's a no-brainer. I don't think that even in court that would hold up. You know, why would somebody pay someone else to come after them like that? So hopefully I'm off the hook this time. We will find out. I don't know. I don't know how all that stuff works. I think it's all a crock and a crime, and we're just the subjects at that point. So,
yeah. Well, I think property tax is immoral in its entirety.
Pay tax on something you own? Yeah, it just makes no sense.
Yeah, you know, you're paying tax on something that you supposedly own, but if the government can come and take it from you because you didn't pay tax, do you really own it?
That's the question. So how's that work, right? Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. You know, I hadn't seen any tax payments on the Capitol building ever, so maybe we should just go take that. Wait, peacefully, maybe.
Let's see here. Note from the producer. Want to try something fun? Of course I want. I just want to try something fun, Mike.
Party hats.
The next caller who gets on air, it's a free RBN t-shirt.
What? Awesome. Let me call. What's the number again? Hang on, I'm going to call.
So the next caller who actually makes it through and gets on air live gets a free RBN t-shirt. 512-248-8252.
That is a fun game. I like games. I like games.
I've ever had a infrastructure enough behind me to try something like that. That's fun.
That is good. Hey, next time, listen, tell people, what am I on in a month again? Yep. We need to have some questions lined up, man. Let's tease it up real good and get some real interaction. People that want to know the real stuff about J6, you know, and I just gotta say the media right now is a real laughable thing. You know, you're getting articles from people that haven't seen the video database, and they're writing articles on what you're going to see if you can see it. Mm-hmm. And you've got everyone telling you their version, but guys, it's a lot different.
I can't remember which one of the right side political commentators, Glenn Beck, maybe, I don't know. One of them had written a book, and the book wasn't even out yet. And there were already reviews, you know, bashing his book. He's like, nobody has it yet.
How y'all do that? That's amazing. It's amazing. I don't understand. Yeah, there were already reviews about January 6th, too, before we ever got off the property. So, yeah, kind of same thing, I think. It's all connected somewhere. I don't see a pattern or anything at all.
No, nothing at all like that. Hey, wait, another note from the producer. These two callers were already online, so they don't count for the free T-shirt. Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry, Danny in Tennessee. You don't get a free T-shirt, but welcome to the show. Oh, wait, I got you hidden. Sorry about that. Welcome, Danny.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, yeah, just calling in about what you were talking about, the taxes and how unreasonable and unfair they seem to be at the start of the show, you were bringing that up, and I just let you know that there's another RBN host you might want to talk with about some information to help take care of some of those things and quite a few others. Roger Sales on Sunday at 5 o'clock, I think, and he's other places every other day of the week, too.
I was aware he was here Sunday, and of course we know the name. There's a lot of things you could do, and I just want to put it out there. I just want to talk about it. I don't pay all of those taxes. I pay a lot of them, but I don't pay all of them. I've never had to deal with capital gains tax until a couple of days ago. So that was that's what got me thinking about it. And the fact that we have to hide or whatever and all this kind of stuff, that's the problem. It shouldn't be that difficult. We shouldn't have a, I don't know what, 30,000 page tax code or whatever it is.
Can't even keep up.
Thanks for the call, Danny. Let's move on to Pat in Fort Worth, line 3. Sorry, you don't count for the free T-shirt either because you were already on the line. Welcome, Pat.
Hi. I've been out there rebuking our 80-mile-an-hour wind, so I've had to come back. I don't know what I missed. But since you went back to the beginning, you were talking about the tax. And the fair tax, see, that would eliminate all the other taxes. That is coming up lately. I guess you might have mentioned that. They've been discussing that. It's been around for quite a while, but under G.W. Bush, it wasn't going to go anywhere. Nobody has the courage to tell you that the 16th Amendment never passed. That's where the law that never was by Bill Benson. It's illegal. But the 16th Amendment was illegal, never passed.
I've heard that argument, and I've looked at it. You're not the first to mention it. The whole idea was, you know, it was passed, you know, December 23rd, I think it was, there weren't enough senators there to have a quorum.
As far as
and I don't know. Yeah, I know, but
they don't know. Nobody realized when the 27th Amendment passed. They went by on, it's every time they've ever called for an amendment to the Constitution, you can't take it back, okay? So they had so many states, so this dude from Boston, he went around and he got enough states to pass it, and voila, the 27th Amendment.
Yeah.
So we can't change the Constitution. We can amend the Constitution. We don't have to have a whole Constitutional Convention and throw the baby out with the bathwater and then hope that we have another baby or something. I don't know. You know, it's crazy.
You're absolutely right, Pat. Thank you very much for calling in. The 27th Amendment was almost the First Amendment. It was in the original Bill of Rights, and it did not get ratified until somebody was writing their doctoral thesis or something like that in the early 90s and came across it and got enough states to ratify it to get it passed. You're absolutely right. Thanks for your call, as always, Pat.
He just wanted to prove that it could be done, I think. So from now on, watch out.
Well, most of them written since then have a time clause in it that says it has to be ratified within 7 years. Most, not all. But back in the 18th century, we didn't put that in there.
You asked, what should I do about this fact that I have this blah, blah. Well, you know, I think that it would really be nice if you would actually writ that back to those old people. They're paying rent right now. I have found that old people, they do not want to.
They sold the house because they couldn't deal with the stairs in the house anymore, Pat.
Well, I don't know. There are people good people, women that have are pregnant with a baby, and they don't have a place to live or anything. And the old people, they love to have kids around. So they could live downstairs, and that lady could take care of them. And they would have grandkids to play with. Maybe they don't really have.
They already have grandkids. The house doesn't work for you, but we love you, Pat. Got to let you go. We've got 3 more callers on the line, and we're going to run out of time before we get to them. Welcome to the show, David in Michigan. Line number 3, you are the big winner of the free T-shirt.
Cool, man. Thank you. So I called you before. I told you about my friend getting locked up in California, and he had six felony charges. They held him for 7 months, and then my friend Charlie Danielson in Colorado wrote Constitution 101, and they sent my friend Ronald, who was the guy that got locked up, his friend Rod in Oregon, who actually just lost his wife, he did the paperwork of Charlie's, and he sent it in on his behalf, on Ronald's behalf, to the Department of the DOJ in California, the clerk of court, and the House Committee on Judiciary in Washington, and they released him. They dropped all charges, this paperwork, I think I talked to you about it for your J6ers. Charlie said he was going to try and work with somebody to help get them guys out with that paperwork, and it's all constitutional. And, if you write down he's got a new website. It's livingsovereign.org. Check that out, and there may be something there to help get these men released, men and women. I guess there's women too, right?
Yes.
And then
I like
also
the name
that,
of this new website.
It's livingsovereign.org.
I said I like the name of his new website.
Oh, good. I gotcha. You're a little low. I mean to turn up my phone. I forgot to do that. He also has a way to become a national, which is constitutional. And then, taxes are voluntary. And, the property tax thing, that's another hurdle that he hasn't tackled yet. But Roger Sales on this network also has a process to become a national. And taxes are, when you become that national, you get your passport card. And then you send in your declaration or your affidavit, and you notify the IRS that you're no longer a U.S. citizen, you're only responsible for two taxes, and that's if you work for the railroad or if I can't remember what the second one was, but it's all in Roger's website, and that would be ExposeTheMatrix.com. ExposeTheMatrix.com. Check that out.
I see Mr. David Summerall over here taking notes as you're talking there, David.
I'm up in.
Excellent. So, yeah, look up Charlie Danielson, and you guys work together to get them men released. And I'll tell you what. Now, this is my own personal feeling on that J6 stuff. I'm legally blind, and if I would have been able to be there, I would have. But I think that we blew our real only opportunity to take back our country. That was on January 6th. We had the people there, and we had Donald Trump there, although he left. I think we could have taken these criminals it may not have been a cakewalk, but I think if everyone had gone there to be prepared for that, we wouldn't be where we're sitting right now. What say you, men?
I agree with you. I think we wouldn't be in the same spot. But everybody forgot their guns. We didn't know we were going for that, so we were underprepared.
Well, we should have known better. Because we're dealing with known liars and criminals.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a truth.
You're absolutely right, David. But this is all things, like, if you listen to the other side media, if you listen to CNN or MSNBC or any of the left-leaning media out there, you think that the J6ers were armed with firearms.
Right.
And that everybody who died there was a cop who died at the hands of a protester.
Right.
Neither of which is true. There were zero firearms confiscated anywhere near the Capitol that day. And all four people who died because of the actions of a police officer or more. Thank you very much for your call, Dave. I got to move on.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.
Matt in Tennessee, line number 9. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
The prior caller kind of stole my thunder a little bit.
He also stole your T-shirt, man.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. I was hoping for a T-shirt, but that's okay. I was gonna, talk about the tax issue, taxes being voluntary, and you can volunteer out. The first step is to get your citizenship evidence on file at the Secretary of State of the United States in the form of a.
I get it. You can volunteer out of. That gets you out of income tax. That doesn't get you out of the fact that you're paying corporate income tax on everything that you buy. You're still going to pay gasoline tax when you fuel up your car. There's a lot of taxes that you can't volunteer out of because they're built into everything.
Death.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Now, once you become a national, that's when the work really starts. Freedom isn't free. Because you got to notify all the agencies, you got to notify the IRS, and I've heard some dialogue about how you can get out of paying sales tax, but then you're dealing with the state, the agency there, and I'm not exactly sure how to do that. And like with property taxes, you can get a lodial title, you have to raise your land patent, and I think post it at the property records office for a period of time. But all these things require a lot of time and study. But the first step is real easy to do. And it's a little bit rigorous to understand, though. This little trick they have pulled on the United States is pretty elaborate with the 13th and 14th Amendment. The 13th Amendment allows, by omission, voluntary servitude.
Okay. I don't know about that. I'm not exactly
sure
where
you're going.
That's
what they did. They put us in a state of voluntary servitude, and then everybody agrees with them every time they're asked. If you're ever asked if you're a citizen and a resident, you say yes and sign something, you just agreed to the fraud. I did it for 60 years.
Wow.
Or most of 60 years. After I was 18, of course. But, quite an elaborate fraud they put on us. But, yeah, it's voluntary, and you can volunteer your way out. Starts with the Secretary of State, and then putting the IRS on notice.
I've actually heard of people doing it in Canada. One of my fellow radio hosts who does a show out of Alberta did that as a Canadian. He cut himself free of the Canadian government and became the equivalent of a national. I've heard lots of people say they can do it and how to do it, and it's a lot of work, and it's fine. That doesn't fix the problem. Even if that's all true, it doesn't fix the problem. It just helps you or me or whoever the one person is that does it.
Well, then that's one of the things I've come to a conclusion of. Freedom is not a group activity. Freedom is an individual activity.
That's true.
And you have to do it one-on-one. You come into this world, the three most important, or the three words that control the world are all persons born. They put us in a feudal system, and when you come out of mama's birth canal, bam, you're a U.S. citizen if you're born in the United States, natural born.
Right.
But you can remedy it. And fortunately, there are some parents around that have children that are making them nationals before they become legal adults. So there may be hope for the future. Most of us old farts will probably be looking up at the daisies by the time they turn the tide. But if there's enough young people being raised the right way with the right knowledge on how to be free, man, maybe they can turn this country around.
That's my hope, that the younger generation is going to wake up and do just that. Thank you very much for your call, Matt. Feel call back anytime. And I don't know, any of you people out there that are watching on video, if you happen to, both Mr. Summerall, our guest, and myself, we both got a little bit of gray in our beard. So I think we qualify for that old fart comment that the caller just made a minute ago.
Hey, bro, I love you to pieces, but the alarms are going off outside. Could be a tornado. So I'm going to right here in Big Dallas. We got those storms coming through. I'm going to go check the radar.
Hey, you do what you got to do. Thank you very much for your time. Everybody go to stophate.com and support Mr. David Summerall. Buy a copy of American Gulag Chronicles.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man.
Y'all take care.
Patrick in Texas, line 11. Wow, we don't use that one very often. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. It's like one or two people break out of the system. Maybe. There's Michael Getty was on the Rebel Madman show there, and he said that the January 6ers were coming up to court. And one lady had all of her paperwork all in order is being a state national. And the judge says, we're going to have a trial today. You can take it up on appeal. So he didn't acknowledge that at all. You're going to have to fight your way through these courts, the system. There's not going to be an easy fight. Judge Dale, said in his book, Great American Adventure, the Civil War was to turn America into a corporation. And all the paperwork is there. The evidence is there. That's what they did. He also said that the American Bar Association is a branch of the Lawyers Guild Communist Party. They are just ripe in there. And the bar itself, it comes out of the city of London. That's all Rothschild domain over there. That's his stomping ground. He runs all the banks, the bar, and the circo and all that. Totally under his control, and the Masonic order goes right along with that. And that's the problem there. You got you're fighting a big machine, and one or two might break out, but they're not going to relinquish their stranglehold on us. I'm commenting about that January 6th thing, along with that lady that got denied her status. That's just like Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a complete setup. They had crisis actors all over the place. And January 6th, you look at that real close, and there was so incredible. That was so staged, it was ridiculous. They had these fake cops everywhere. That shooting is still very suspect. That just stank to high heaven. That looks so staged; it was ridiculous. It's like Heather Heyer. These people are. It's definitely in their possibility to have a false flag of that. And Donald Trump. As far as him taking back the country, no way, man. That guy was on board with the deep state, 100%. He's going to take the guns. We'll deal with it later. He turned them as a y'all gonna have all those January 6ers. Well, you're gonna have to pay the price now. He wouldn't stand up for anybody. He had every chance in the world to try to defend them people.
He did.
It's such a fraud. That's all I got. It is a big, deep, swamp. And there's one or two people get out. I hope, wish them well, you're not going to get everybody out, unless they get a massive awakening, just a thought of an uprising on January 6th. It sounds good, but it's got to do a little something. They brought in the damn military in there. And in the National Guard, that place was just swamped with military. It's going to be a massive awakening. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Wait, before you go, were you talking about Mike Gaddy, Rebel Madman Radio? Nope. Guess I lost you already. Anyway, he's absolutely right. The January 6th thing was entirely staged or set up or at least taken advantage of. Everybody knew there were going to be hundreds of thousands of people there. And I don't care what the event, you get 100,000 of people at a church revival, you're going to have more security than they had around the Capitol building. It's just, you get that many people together, you have security. And it was clearly done. If it wasn't intentionally, like, orchestrated, which I think it was, then it was clearly set up so that it could happen easily without problems. The American Gulag Chronicles, the letters from the people that are there, the Oath Keepers that were jailed while trying to help police, it's all bad. It's all bad news for the country. And I'm not trying to blow off the American Nationals statements that so many of you have made. It's not a route I'm willing to go. I'm a citizen of this country. I'm happy to be a citizen of this country. And I just want to fix my country. So I'm not trying to blow you off when I don't comment on it. It's not where I want to go with it. I want to fix the system that we have. Let's see here. A couple minutes left. Regarding the taxes thing, yes, you do the, you know, national, then you can get out of a few of them. But you can't get out of all of them, and that's part of the problem. We've built taxes into everything, and that's a big, big issue. I want to say thank you to the listeners out there tonight, especially because we had a good number of you and some first-time callers. Love both of those things. Thank you very much. If you're listening live on Republic Broadcasting Network, stay tuned for The Edge of Darkness with Jeffrey Bennett. Thank you to our guests for joining us this evening. Thank you, Mike, the producer. Can't do the show without you. And thank you again, most of all, to you, the listeners. You're why we do this show. Until next week, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. God bless America. Red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back. What does it say about a society who elects people who can't quote their own founding documents? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use your Second Amendment right to bear arms. We all had fun with President Biden having a little brain fart quoting the Declaration of Independence. You know, the thing. Well, last weekend, Vice President Harris did something far more sinister. She intentionally left out life in listing our unalienable rights. Clearly, she did this because she was speaking to a pro-abortion group, but that doesn't explain her first omission. The second, before omitting life as an unalienable right to pander to the crowd, she left out God to create the new progressive version of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Our rights do not come from an all-powerful government, and that is what makes the United States the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are doomed to tyranny if we allow our politicians to forget or ignore that. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.